listen, sitting unbelievably opposite me is quite the legend. The man most people call Bootsy. We sometimes call him Boots. But either way, he answers to McMahon. Hello, sir.
He actually answers to McMahon, but...
That's what I said, yeah. McMahon.
Yes,
why, what did you hear? Honestly, you know, not only does he roll in from the green room, pretending he's staggering off a bus, but, you know, I know...
Tall support let me down.
I know that green room glaze in your eyes. You have been well looked after and far too looked after, quite
yes,
frankly.
Yes, I have to admit.
Yes, was it okay in there? Did you meet any other Brighton celebs?
No, they all shunned me.
See, that's the sort of thing. Now, you probably didn't hear, because sometimes the noise level in the green room is so loud, they can't even hear the show that we're actually supposedly pronouncing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But Marcus from Tenderhooks, he had a few things to say about you.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
He referred to you as an endangered old rocker.
Ooh.
But he did call you Bootsy Babes.
No, I mean, yeah, he's a good lad. He's a good lad, Marcus.
Really?
He's older than Noah's dog. But
older than Noah's dog. There you go. Marcus, your turn. He might well be. Yeah, because Noah's dog's getting on.
You need to cut him in half and count his rings.
Do you? Right. Okay. Good. Well, that, you know, that settles that score then. When was the last time you saw Marcus or Tenderhooks?
I think it was just before Christmas at Lewis Road. And I must admit,
yes.
He was very kind.
Be honest now.
Yeah, he was very kind. He did his set and then he offered me the guitar and I could do a couple. And I got in a couple
That's
myself.
Nice.
I know, he is a gentleman.
So
he
opened up the mic to you?
Yeah. He done his set and then he let me do a couple at the end.
Now, the first thing Bootsy said when I said, look, can you get on in about 7 minutes? He went, 7 minutes? That's normally an entire set before in the open mic circuit. So you are such a pro. You just got the old beast out and you were flying and ready, so thank you.
Ever ready.
When's the next time we can see you live, Bootsy?
So I'm at Lewis Road on Wednesday night doing Mike Records featured showcase. We've got me, Suzanne Gailey, Red Vox, and John Lithgow. We're doing a night at the Bee's Mouth as well.
John Lithgow, the Hollywood actor?
No, it's
That's
not.
Ridiculous.
It's another Brighton legend.
Oh,
this one is John Lithgow.
Okay.
So we're doing a night in the Bee's Mouth on Saturday, 5th of August. That's free entry as well.
Nice venue.
Four acts.
Nice venue.
And it's absolutely free.
Right.
And then I'm supporting a band at the Brunswick on 18th of August called the Formula.
Right. Before you go, we'll have to go through those dates again.
Yeah,
because that sounds good.
I'm not sure I even remember them.
Now, how's it been going since I'm waving this thing in the air? It's called Storytime. I call it an album. Did you call it an EP?
I call it an album, but some people call it an EP.
Well, how dare they?
You know,
ignorant people.
I mean, Spotify, they call it an album. So,
do they?
And Spotify are the gods, aren't they?
Well, apparently. I don't know which ones, but yes.
The gods of not paying you any money.
Those gods.
Those gods.
The freewheeling gods.
Yeah, yeah. Liggers.
They are the liggers. You've got the guitar in your hand. We have not discussed this because you literally just staggered in. So what would you like to play for us? Because
I'm going to try and do some new stuff that I've written. I say it's new. Some of the boys and girls in the open mic scene have heard them.
Right.
But it's not been recorded yet. So hopefully I'm going to have a crack at a couple of songs that are going to be going on the next album, because I'm currently writing the next album. Want one now? Okay. Right, so this is called Today, Tomorrow, Forever.
To be there at my end, would you be my best friend? Enjoy September and Christmas days. Learn to live with my funny ways. This heartfelt promise I make to you, to always be the one that's true. Sunny days and stormy nights, I'll always be your bedside light. Ups and downs, we'll see them through. No matter what, I'll stick by you. We'll fill our days, so in the years ahead, when the time runs out, sleep well in our bed. To be there at my end, would you still be my best friend? Enjoy September and Christmas days. Please carry on after my last day.
Oh, are you kidding? That's a Christmas song too.
The wife keeps saying I need to write a Christmas song.
What's the wife's name?
The wife is H, or Errol.
Hello, Errol.
Errol. Errol in the land of when she films all my stuff.
Is that Errol spelt with an H?
Is Errol spelt with a big E?
Oh, yeah. Well, she's got taste, that girl.
She certainly has. That's why she married me.
Right. Yeah.
No fool.
Good. That you see. Now, you can text us in, even if you're not Errol, with an H. 07909-547336. And put your side of the story, please. That goes for anyone who has performed or met the legend that is Bootsy. He will say his surname for you because...
McMahon.
You see? McMahon. And how many years has he heard me slaughter his name?
Everyone does it, so I don't worry about it.
He says that. He says that, but you should see the look in his eyes. I tell you. Oh, he is. So you mentioned there, off the cuff of your jib, that there was going to be new material, new albums, new whatevers.
Yeah.
What's the plan, Boots?
Yeah, so I'm writing at the moment. I wanted to be a bit further down the road, but... I wasn't sure about my finances because I'm a postie, and we were going on strike a little bit lately. So
that's a tough one. It's a tough call, isn't it? Strike sounds cool until people realise you don't get a penny.
So I had to sort of like slow things down a little bit. But now it seems to be resolved. I can
The strike?
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, we've got a pay deal that we've got to agree on. But
okay,
so I can actually get on with the writing now because I work with another guy, so that it involves a bit of money.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're writing stuff at the moment and hopefully record it turning there. But what I'm going to do with it is start playing it on the open mic scenes anyway so we can see what people think of it.
That's good. And do you always have a stash of T-shirts and CDs at the back of the hall anyway when you're doing your live open mics?
Yeah. I usually have a few bits and bobs on me. So they can always, if anyone wants a T-shirt or a CD, you can always come and approach me about it. And they're available on Bandcamp as well.
Get in there. That is a good thing. Very good. But by the way, where does the open mics versus busking? Do you ever get the old busker out? Do you ever do that?
No, it's funny. I've not busked.
Have you ever busked?
I did once years ago before the pandemic, and it's something I've sort of thought about on a few occasions, but I've never actually busked. So I don't busk.
Yeah, he doesn't busk, everybody. Leave him alone. Honestly, so I do, can only apologise. I know Marcus does.
Marcus, yes.
Yeah, he does. I think one of his favourite slots, if you will, is between the old Brighton Palace, the old Brighton thingy, dome thing, and the theatre, that parky bit. You know,
a friend of mine, he does as well, Terry Reese. He plays on the scene, and he's super talented, but he plays he does busking as well. Yeah, he really
it's
likes
a funny
it.
Thing. You remember Passenger? You know Passenger? Mike. That's when I first saw him. He was busking by the theatre, by the lovely Brighton Theatre along that road.
Yeah.
And he did one cover, one of his own. So I remember just hearing a cover of the Smiths song and going, oh, hello. And then making my way up to find out who was playing it. And he was playing it. Then he played one of his own. And then he was selling his album, first album. So I thought, oh, I love that. And there you go. You see, so it worked for him. It works for some.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. I know nothing. That's the beauty of this job. That's why I got the red mic and you got the blue.
Yes.
Yes. Using the blue, and maybe we'll bring up the black. What else have you got in your stables? Would you like to play us another one, Bootsy?
Okay, so this is also a new one. This is called Mr. Crow.
Mr. Crow.
Mr. Crow is old and mean. Mr. Crow is old and mean. Many a young man's face did disappeared from this place, Mr. Crow, old and mean. Now, Mr. Crow, don't care who you are. Old Mr. Crow, don't care who you are. Rich or poor, come knocking on your door. Mr. Crow, don't care who you are. See, Mr. Crow has no kin. That Mr. Crow has no kin. Neither child nor wife ever blessed his life. Mr. Crow has no kin. Mr. Crow, it's needle and spoon. Mr. Crow, it's needle and spoon. No matter what you say, he'll always have his day. Mr. Crow, it's needle and spoon. Now Mr. Crow is calling my name. Old Mr. Crow calling my name. When he starts hollering, bad things are a-following. Mr. Crow is calling my name. Old Mr. Crow is calling my name.
See McMahon, right here, right opposite me, playing Mr. Crow, calling my name. He's an old man.
What, me or the crow?
Oh, sorry, we're back. Mr. Crow, like him, he's a geezer.
Mm.
How's the writing going?
Yeah, I don't believe in writer's block, so good. I think it's Fran Healy from Travis, he thinks it's a process you go through. It's like land laying fallow for a little while.
Yes, I can relate.
Yeah, so it's going well at the moment. I've always got loads of little things on my voice memo on my mobile, half of which never get used.
Is that the beginnings?
Yeah, I hum and mumble and stuff like this all the time. And even, you know, even if you only get 2 good ideas out of 30,
yeah,
you're still on to a winner.
Oh, yeah.
So there's always stuff kicking around. And I mean, lots of stuff I've got is quite old. I mean, Mr. Crow was something I wrote years ago,
yeah,
and never really did anything with. So, you know, and then one popped up the other day when I was playing something else, a tune come along that I'm working on at the moment.
Grab yeah. It.
Or they always come when you're in the shower or when you've just got to go out through the door.
Whenever I'm normally in the shower, things come along. It's,
I bet they
it's
do.
Ridiculous.
I've heard that about you.
You, well, it's true. Don't ever, ever not believe the hype. It's all true. Remind me, the very next time we can see you live.
So the very next time you can see me live is at Lewis Road this Wednesday.
Right. And when you say Lewis Road, what is that?
That's a open mic.
Yeah. And where? And so where on Lewis Road?
Oh, Lewis Road Inn.
There you go, you see. So people just be wandering around Lewis Road going, he told us it was...
He said I was here somewhere.
So it's actually Lewis Road Inn, folks. Yep. Lewis Road Inn. A lot of people chatted about it. It's a good old venue.
It's a very,
very
good venue.
Supportive venue. And you can see Bootsy. You can see Bootsy this week on...
On Wednesday night.
On Wednesday night.
Yeah.
There you go. So tell us what the score is. So you mentioned COVID just about the busking. How was that crazy time? Because I don't even think, were people even delivering stuff? I suppose they were.
Oh, we were.
You were working flat out.
We were very, very, very busy. We were swimming in stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy for us.
Everyone went post-tastic.
Yeah, because everyone was sitting at home buying stuff.
Of course they were. Yeah, of course they were.
It was mental. It was weird working during it. It was nice to be able to work during it because everyone had money concerns, but it was very strange.
And it got you out, of course.
Well, I don't work out. I'm a battery hen. So,
I work under
the roof.
Get
but Christmas 2020 was really scary.
Well, that's when you were having all those crazy parties that no one knew about.
No, we weren't having
those
crazy
videos
parties,
are going to come out soon. You know
no,
that.
No.
We're going to see you.
All that happened to me is I ended up self isolating twice.
Oh no!
Two Christmases on the row, I had to self isolate it, which was a tad annoying.
Oh.
No, it was quite full on times.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was full on times. We had lots of people going off sick.
Well, because people forget we didn't have the vaccine by then.
Nope, didn't have a vaccine. So
it was you know steady, careful.
Yep, and you know we came in one day and like virtually the entire late shift were all off sick.
Oh,
all
dear.
Got pinged.
No. Mm. Oh yeah, the old. Ah, do you remember?
Oh, that was so.
What
much
was that
fun.
Called?
Track and nonsense.
Track and trace.
Track and nonsense.
Get you in there. A little message in from Marcus. Enjoying the verbiage. Verbiage? Oh, I thought it was vermage. Verbiage with Bootsy Babes, you see. Good
Hello,
tunes.
Marcus.
He says, good tunes, brother. Good tunes. Well, thanks, Marcus. We, you know, enjoy the old bit of Tenderhooks earlier. Of course we did. Have you got another track? What have you got?
Yeah, I'll play something, a little bit more familiar. So let's have a bit of Stardust.
Some of us, our stars burn so bright, then they are gone into the night. We are stardust. See us as we try and live your dreams. Be us and you'll know our extremes. We are stardust. Everything just seems so right. I'm bathed in a golden light. We are stardust. No, look what you can't touch. For you, I am just too much. We are stardust. Takes a minute, then everything goes wrong. You're on it, then you're off it. You're here and then you're gone. 'Cause we are the ones that never sleep, looking at eyes but not too deep. We are stardust. Look at us in our mansions of gold, but like us, they are so, so cold. We are stardust. It only takes a minute, then everything goes wrong. You're on it, then you're off it. You're here and then you're gone. Takes a minute, then everything goes wrong. You're on it, then you're off it. You're here and then you're gone. 'Cause we are the ones that never sleep, looking at eyes but not too deep. We are stardust. Cause some of us, then we're gone. I was stardust.
gag as well. That's what...
Bit of a banger.
That's what I love about your tracks here, because I've just... I think these must be covers, because... But they're Bootsy. This is Boots. Mamorn. Mamorn. Letter 2, People Like Us, Flower Girls, Stardust, The Day After. I mean, these are just tracks we know, maybe because I play them a lot.
You have indeed. You've been very kind.
Well, it's the least we can do around here, I'll be honest with you. What's your hopeful arrival of the next album?
Oh, I'm not going to be that bold.
Oh, yeah, go on, push him. Poke him.
No, what I'll do is I'll keep releasing singles and singles and singles.
Oh, okay.
Drip it in, drip it in, drip it in.
Is there still a thing? Is it all up here? Is it just a love of the tactile that you would always...
Oh, physical releases.
That you would always want a physical release.
Yeah, it is nice. I mean, I am old, so I am used to doing that.
You can't be that old.
If nothing else, it's nice to have a copy for yourself as well.
Well, I think it's a sense of, completion. It's a work of art in itself. There's the design involved. There's the order that you put them in. It's important.
Yeah, it's a tricky one because, do track lists really matter these days?
Yes, because of
shuffles and all the rest of it. But
stop it.
It's a debate you can have with yourself. I mean, I'd like to do vinyl as well, but that's hideously expensive to do.
It is expensive. Mm. We need to... Maybe if the posties go on strike again and up it to 15 or something.
Don't.
Then we get the money in.
or I get laid off.
No, shush. Don't AI that. There's no one could do battery hen like you can.
No, I'm the best battery hen in town.
Look at those hands. Yep. Look at them. Yep. Come on, people.
Gnarled.
Have you ever done the beat?
Oh yeah, years ago when I was first in the job when I was like 17.
Right.
Yeah, I done it. Oh, nearly have killed me.
Seriously.
Yeah, early's not great for me. I'm definitely on the musician clock.
Oh yeah, of course, I forgot that. Well, round, these days we get it once a week.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what's going on out there.
The boys and girls out there, they are the hardest working ones in
they
the job.
They are.
There's a reason they wear shorts in the winter.
They wear shorts in the winter, folks. Shorts in the winter. There's normally a competition, isn't there? But they all win.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the boys and girls out fish. Pounding the streets, they are the hardest working ones in the job.
Well, the guy that does my little beat, it's the same guy. I've seen him for over a decade.
Yeah, and they pound around.
Pound around, they do. So, apart from this Wednesday, the old Lewis Road Inn, give us some of those dates again.
Yep, so...
Yes, come on.
We are playing Bee's Mouth on Saturday, 5th of August.
Now, the Bee's Mouth is somewhere along the Western Road.
Yep, we're playing in the basement.
It's so good.
Show as well, so no money is required.
That's what free is, people. Yep. Free,
and
no money.
Big bill. Got Suzanne Gailey, who plays the open mic circuit, and she records and releases. Red Vox, exactly the same open mic circuit, and she records and releases. And John Lithgow, who's a bit of a legend of the open mics anyway. He runs two open mics himself. He runs Freemasons on a Monday night.
Oh, okay.
And
again, Druids, on the Western Road.
Freemasons, yeah. And then does the Druids Arms on a Wednesday night.
Where's the Druids Arms?
That's one opposite the level.
Of course it is. Very near here. That's what
and it is. Then playing the Brunswick 18th of August. But if you come and find me on Boots McMahon Music on the Facebook page,
yes,
I'll keep you up to date.
He will do that. He's a good lad.
Yeah, and Instagram as well, Boots McMahon.
Have you listed some of the places you actually really love to play in Brighton?
Have I got favourites, do you mean?
Yeah, where haven't you played that you would love to, apart from obviously the Dome?
It'd be nice to start playing... I'd like to play Prince Albert.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been to gigs there. I've played Hope and Ruin, which was nice.
Really nice.
I've played the Brunswick, which is cool as well. But it'd be nice to play Prince Albert.
Get the Albert, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the big places, but let's think about that another day.
Well, think about it any day. The Pyramid stage, of course.
Oh, obviously the Pyramid stage, yeah, absolutely.
I take it you're not down to Glasgow this year?
No, I'm not down to Glasgow. You know what, if I'd done it, I think my hay fever would probably kill me.
I would imagine. It's right at the field.
It might be one of those gigs I could never do.
Just can't afford. You can't avoid the field down
it
there.
It would just absolutely kill me, I think.
Oh, well, this summer's been pretty bad, hasn't it?
I've been lucky this year, but it has been bad at work for some of the boys and girls.
Yeah, the old hay fever bomb. They keep talking about the bomb. I don't know what that is, the bomb.
It's just misery.
I'm going to drop something on you now, because we did say only three. Have you got a fourth?
Of course I've got a fourth.
You've always got a fourth. The man's an open micer.
Always got a fourth.
Bootsy, it's been such a pleasure to have you.
It's been a pleasure being here.
Will you do me a favour? Once you've done this track, you stagger back into the green room, and I'll see if I can join you in half an hour. Will that be all right? But don't drink it dry, please.
Seriously. I'm teetotal, dude.
You say that now.
No, I am.
Good man. He's a good man.
Only see him on his own. Makes you wonder why he needs a phone. Tell you what's wrong with you. In his humblest point of view. Shuffling down the street, looking at his feet, all the kids are singing. Shuffling down the street, looking at his feet, all the kids are singing. There goes old Mr. Brown Shoes. Here comes old Mr. Brown Shoes. Only one that laughs at his jokes, tries to be one of the blokes. Yesterday, tomorrow, today, only ever be this way. Hole in your sock, stone in your shoe, all tick and no tuck. Hole in your sock, stone in your shoe, all tick and no tuck. Here comes old Mr. Brown Shoes. There goes old Mr. Brown Shoes. The more you scratch the surface, the more you find you don't like. The more you scratch the surface, the more you find you don't like. Maybe you're the shoe that never puts a smile on anyone's face. Maybe you're the shoe that never puts a smile on anyone's face. One, two, three, four. Only see him on his own. Makes you wonder why he needs a phone. When he walks down the street, only looks at his feet. He's a rainy day Sunday, never put a smile on anyone's face. Rainy day Sunday, never put a smile on anyone's face. There goes old Mr. Brown Shoes. Here comes old Mr. Brown Shoes. There goes old Mr. Brown Shoes. All the kids are singing. Here comes old Mr. Brown Shoes.
Bootsy, thank you so much.
I'm exhausted.
You go and lie down, my friend. Go and lie down.